Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He's the Lord God Almighty, and He's available through the wonderful Holy Spirit. Lord, we welcome You to this time. We give You this time. Thank You for everything, Jesus, and I believe with those listening for their needs, and also that You will reveal Your glory to them today. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. This sub-series is the person and the personality of the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. Amen. The chief end of man is to know the Lord God Almighty. And man was born to fellowship with Him. Yes, that is true. Man was born. I want to repeat that slowly and discuss that just for a short time. What does that mean? Man was born to fellowship with God. It's simple, but it's also an eternal, unspeakable mystery. The very essence of what a human being was born to do is to have a full relationship with the only true God who has revealed Himself as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's fully available to every person. And it's up to a person how they respond. And those who simply say yes to Him and choose Him instead of self, if they continue on with Him, when they leave the earth, they will go to heaven and fellowship with Him forever in heaven. Amen. They will be in God's glorious presence, the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit. That presence, He is fully available on the earth. It's an awesome revelation. He's fully available to every person all the time, their entire life. And Jesus revealed there are four phases of walking, of knowing God. The first phase is the born-again phase, salvation. That's the greatest miracle. And that fourth phase is the anointing. That's fellowship with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. I'm glad that I'm saying this, and I want to repeat this again and again. And in fact, I'm plan to do the next sub-series right now is I'm planning to do titled Man Was Born to Fellowship with God. It's all within the overall series of the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the only true God. Amen. Amen. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, the only true God, who's so awesome we can never even, he's an eternal revelation, and He's revealed Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ. And now, and this leads to, I want to just touch on the personality of the Holy Spirit, but again, this overview is so important because God has revealed Himself fully through His Son, Jesus Christ. And now, because He's the perfect God, He's a God of love, a God who created mankind for Him, created mankind for Himself, really. And He set up the perfect plan. Now, every person on the earth can have a full relationship with Him, with His Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. So incredible. And there's so much that I want to say, like the last few minutes, what I've been saying, there's so much more that I want to just present and just continue to present this overall glorious revelation and plan. And but I have some notes. I want to review the last 2 weeks roughly of messages, just some main points that are important for us to, that I think are very important. I want to touch on those, but I want to continue what I was just saying. Man was born to fellowship with him. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. The only true God. We don't hear this a lot. We don't hear... we as humans are often foolish, and we do all kinds of things with good and often with good intentions. And we as Christians and Catholics do many, many things, and we can go, but there's one thing that is the entire key. It's the Lord himself and his presence, his glory, his majesty, the Lord. He's a person. He has a personality, and it's when one person who knows him and has that relationship, they're in those phases, right? It's up to them if they go into the first, second, third, fourth phases. It's do that. There's less and less of them. Their old nature is dying, and they connect with the glorious Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, and his presence and glory. And they will only want him. That's what happens when someone meets him, is born of the Holy Spirit. They will only... Everything else just disappears and is canceled. And they will only want him. Okay, here's the overview of the main points. Number one, it's all about that. And I know I said this yesterday. I could give one 30-second message and have that same message every day. That's everything and all that a person needs to have the full relationship with the only true God, with Jesus, and live victoriously and receive everything God wants them to receive on every individual day and spend forever in glory in heaven. That's all they need. And it's even a 10-second message. It's go directly to him, have that relationship with him, and continue on in that relationship. I know that sounds simple, but that's the whole key. And it's so simple, someone who never hears the gospel or the name of Jesus can have that full relationship. They may not know his name is Jesus Christ, but they can have that, and they will be receiving and doing everything that the Bible says in the New Testament. They will be living it. They will be a temple of the Holy Spirit, a living epistle. They will be all of these wonderful things. And it's okay. So, and it's all about the presence of Jesus. Number two, the Holy Spirit will reveal his personality to that person. His personality, his and everything about that they need to know. And really, he'll reveal everything to them directly. That's the best way, right? That's the only way. We have it all. We do everything else, but often that one thing of having that personal, private relationship with him that's so glorious, so awesome, so wonderful, the greatest privilege for a human. Really, it's the only privilege, because outside of him, there's nothing. But it's the greatest privilege, the greatest thing. Okay, number three, you might call an analogy. So what is the presence of Jesus like? On the 1 to 10 scale of pleasure and happiness, the presence of Jesus is infinity. I'm saying that I'm not exaggerating. That's the treasure Jesus spoke about. That's the glory of the Lord. And so it's very ironic that most people in the world, remember, most people are unsaved, okay, but if most people in the world is probably have many things that they love to do, right, that bring them pleasure and happiness. And if they put all those together, the top 100 things, and let's say every one of them on the 1 to 10 scale was a 10, and added them all up, what's 100 times 10? That's 1,000. They have a, so all the, their favorite things. I mean, what are their favorite things? You know, being with family, being with friends, laughing, entertainment, food, nature, their hobbies, all their favorite things, everything, being with their best friends and having, okay, for some people, it's alcohol, drugs, and sex. Those are temporary pleasures, okay, but let's put those in there. You know, people want all these things, okay, add them all up, they're perfect tens, 1,000. The presence of Jesus is infinity compared to those things. There's no comparison. And I'm putting that, trying to put that in layman's terms so that we understand. He's just beyond words, and he meets every need. Everything that a person, when someone finds the presence of Jesus and the glory of the Lord, and they have that, that's the treasure, remember. They find everything that they want, need, desire, long for, hope for, and dream of. And we see that Jesus spoke about this often. He said, "He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst." He spoke about in John 14, 15, 16. He spoke about joy, fullness of joy. He said, "These things I have spoken to you, that my words may remain in you. No, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." Fullness of joy, peace, everything. I mean, it's just... And why am I emphasizing this? Because it's, to me, it's so ironic and tragic, as I said yesterday, that, I mean, you just, it's just unbelievable that most people don't get saved at all. Most Christians stay in the born-again phase. They don't understand the glory of God. All these misperceptions, if you didn't look at yesterday's message, listen or see the notes from yesterday's message, there's a full summary our ministry put together of the misperceptions and misconceptions. I mean, it's just, it's rampant. Reinhard Bonnke, a patriarch of the faith, spoke about this strongly. He said, you must come out of dead religion. You must, you know, it's, and so, but it's so wonderful, so glorious. I mean, to think that, let's get to the heart of it. This is what man was created to do, is to know Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit forever. And it's normal, it's natural, it's simple and easy and glorious and full of wonder and excitement. And it's just awesome. It's just so glorious. I want to continue to just, almost like a hammer on my old myself, and on anyone who will listen, a hammer on our old nature to get rid of that. Reinhard Bonnke once said, God must deliver us from our old ways and cliches so that we can break free from that and say, Lord, do something completely new in my spirit person. Amen. Okay. Also, number four, here's the fourth takeaway from the last 2 weeks' messages. This perfect plan, this plan that God set up with the Holy Spirit available, and we know the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus, this, literally the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ Himself, within and in our entire spirit person. Anyone who's saved has that. That's because God is so loving and giving and bountiful, gracious, giving, more than we can even receive, He's giving. An example is that when someone's born again, their entire spirit person filled with the glory of the Lord. But see, they're in the first phase. Their old nature is in the way of that being released, that the glory of God being released. And His glory fills the earth, everywhere on the earth. So they are in the glory of God. They may not, they don't realize it if they're just in the first phase. What, even those of us who are in the subsequent phases in a particular day, we have the privilege of seeking Him. We're surrounded by it, but He's God Almighty. He's not cheap. A great man of God said, He's not cheap. He's not just going to just reveal Himself and be with anyone. This is God Almighty. We have to prove ourselves worthy. So that's just shedding some light on God's, the perfect plan He has set up. I say this reverently, but this plan, nothing else compares to this. If God gave us 1,000 or 10,000 angels to be all around us, it would be incredible, but not as great as what He's given us now. The next thing I'm about to say, I say with great reverence. If Jesus Christ Himself, who's in heaven, in glorified flesh, He's the Lord God Almighty, if He came down to visit us, we would be in awe, right? We would just fall on our face. And He has done that with some people. He has visited them in person, and it's so glorious to read their experiences. But we would probably, this might be sound kind of something I haven't said before, but we would not really be able to function on a day-to-day basis with Him here. We would be on our face in awe of His glory all the time. Even more so with the Father God Almighty. So God set up the perfect plan, Jesus within us and all around us all the time, with that potential of fellowship, of knowing the Holy Spirit, fellowshipping with Him, and He has a certain personality, and He'll reveal that to someone. A great man of God once said, the Holy Spirit's the most sensitive member of the Trinity. It's a wonderful revelation of what the Holy Spirit is like. You know, He's powerful. He's all powerful. But yet, a woman of God has pointed out He's a gentleman. That's a very, very wonderful thing to realize. So, all of this God will reveal, but it's about a person knowing Him. Amen. And He is Jesus Christ, unlimited. He is Jesus Christ. He is Jesus at the very essence. He is Jesus. Jesus said, I will come to you. Now, and this reveals the Trinity. This is the fifth point I wanted to make in this. The Trinity, such a wonderful, glorious revelation. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work in perfect unity, and a great teacher just recently, I heard him give a message, said that the Father is the great decision maker. God, He's the only true God. Jesus called Him that, and He's the, and glory to God, we should fear Him and honor Him. The Son is the doer, the administrator of the Trinity of heaven. And He does what the Father says to do. And the Holy Spirit manifests it. And it's all at the same time. So it's really a wonderful revelation. It's also simple. There's no need for us to have any fears or worries if we realize we have God Almighty. You know, what's the famous verse? If God's for us, who can be against us? If we've got Him, glory to God, we win every time. The Holy Jesus Christ wins every time. So we move into the realm. How do we, though, experience it? It's through His presence, His His glory, His majesty. Amen. This presence and glory that Jesus did speak about, it of course is in the famous epistles, the letters. Paul even wrote about going to heaven and seeing things that were beyond words. That's the presence of Jesus. That's the presence of God, the glory of the Lord. The book of Revelation is really, has the, especially the last two chapters, permeated with that, the glory of the Lord. That's the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of God. That's the priceless treasure. I'm continuing to speak about this for many reasons. One reason is that it is ironic and it's frustrating that most of the world, it's safe to say that 90% of or more of the world does not understand this at all. They don't understand the glory of the Lord, even if you told, if you can tell them over and over and over again without the anointing, they just won't understand it and they won't receive it at all. Okay? But this is how we walk with Him. This is how we know Him. It's the Lord Himself. This same glory of the Lord, we read about it in the Old Testament. It's in the tabernacle and the temple, in the Holy of Holies, in the this glory of the Lord is just, the again, the priceless treasure was in the Ark of the Covenant only, and only once a year that priest, the high priest, could go into that Holy of Holies, and it's in Leviticus, the book of Leviticus, a wonderful description of this, where he would put in, I remember reading this in Angels on Assignment, the book. These angels explained it to this man. Believe it or not, you can, people can doubt this, but that when he got, the priest goes in, he would put incense on the burning coals and a cloud would go up. That was symbolic of the glory of the Lord. And it's only through that glory of the Lord and the Lord Himself that God can look upon man. Because He's God Almighty. He's holy. It's only through Jesus that He can receive us. That's why when someone knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and they're in the Book of Life, He receives them. Amen. And they are in His, it's wonderful and simple. They're in His family and they're a child of God, and they will, and glory to God, when they leave the earth, they will never die. They will live forever in heaven in the presence of Jesus. Amen. I mean, I'm continuing to say, I want to just continue again and again and again to say this in as many ways as possible to anyone who will listen. This is what humans were created to do and born to do forever. This is, I mean, to think of the irony and the tragedy that most people are not saved and will not get saved and will miss heaven. They miss out completely on what they were intended, created to do on the earth. And the worst thing of all is they end up in hell for eternity. Unbelievers, of course, do not receive this. And in fact, as a man of God pointed out in a recent message that I listened to, he said most are apathetic, some are even hostile to the gospel. And if they heard what I just said, they would, there's no telling what their response would be. But I'm not focused on that. Jesus said, spoke about this whole issue of who do we tell this to? Well, we proclaim it, God takes care of the results. But I just want to continue to present the presence of Jesus, the glory of God. And, you know, I just mentioned some examples in the Bible, wonderful examples. It's all right there. But it's the key, though, is someone having that personal, private relationship with Him. They don't have to even have a Bible or hear about Jesus Christ. They don't have to know all of the things I just mentioned. They don't. It's just a relationship. God will reveal to them all that He wants them to know. And they can do all the things that He requires of them through the Lord who strengthens them. That's a famous verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through that, the anointing, Jesus and His anointing, all the things that He requires of me and wants me to do. Amen, amen. It just does. It bugs me. It is frustrating, and many other words like that. It's ironic. It's tragic that most people don't receive this. Most people don't understand this. Even most believers don't. We have been deceived. We have thought, even as believers, we have missed it. We all fall short of the glory of God, but we have. It's all in the notes yesterday. All the misperceptions, misconceptions, all the things where we are totally. We've totally missed it. But here's what's so wonderful: He's merciful, gracious, slow to anger. His mercies are new every morning. We can come to Him and have that. That new day and a new fresh start, and He will lift us up in the power of His might, and the joy of the Lord will be our strength. And He teaches us, He leads us and guides us. We learn from Him. We miss it, but then we're getting, someone can get less and less of themselves, closer and closer to the glory of God. And receive the glory of God. Amen. And so let's do that. There is a powerful phrase that we've often heard, let go, let God. There is a lot of truth to that. And it's let Him, let the Lord God Almighty and His presence and glory, His power, His strength in and through us do these wonderful things, and He will flow out in His gracious giving nature to all of, and do all the things He wants to do. That's what, and this reveals the Holy Spirit's personality, Jesus' personality. He loves, saves, heals, redeems, delivers, baptizes, teaches, leads, guides, invites people to Himself. He knocks on the door of every person's heart. Do you see how all of these are parallel? They're all similar, aren't they? The great God of the universe continually, always flowing out in unceasing love and mercy and giving and blessing. Jesus blesses. That's one of His first teachings. He mentioned blessed 9 times, and blessed means happy and favored and fortunate. God favors someone who just receives Him. They're fortunate. They are blessed. They're happy. They are, how glorious this is. And one thing I didn't mention, I should have mentioned it earlier, this perfect plan that He's set up, this is a great example with the Holy Spirit. It's a great example of God's love. He's given and He's offered and given Himself fully to every person. That's a great example of His love. In fact, He's revealed His love to every individual person in an infinite number of ways because He's offered Himself to them for an infinite number of moments. All they have to do is say yes to Him and no to self. The other thing is, it reveals how God has justified Himself to the world and to every individual person. anyone who doesn't receive him, whose fault is that? I don't want to judge people too harshly. Okay, a teacher pointed out, he said, if somebody's on a boat that's capsizing and they're about to die, and a boat comes along to save them, and they don't get in that boat and they die, whose fault is that? So that's a good, very, very good analogy. And those of us who do have the Bible, hear the gospel, know about Jesus Christ dying for us, well, then there's the indisputable proof of his love for the world. Anyone who hears that and doesn't realize God loves them and loves the world, again, whose fault is that? I don't want to sound harsh, you know, I want to, but these are important things. And it all, you realize, see how it's all truth is parallel. God has revealed his love in an infinite number of ways. He's justified himself to the world in an infinite number of ways and to every person. One of the greatest statements I've ever heard was by John Wesley. God came to the earth as a man and justified himself to the whole world. Okay, why do I continue to say these things? How can it be that 70% of people don't receive him? 70% of people on the earth are not saved. And I spoke to someone recently who kind of questioned that. Well, it's just in the statistics of the world right there. How can you question that? And we see that in our daily life. We see that. That people are apathetic and even hostile to the gospel. It's not right, so I want to continue to just present this wonderful gospel, so glorious, so wonderful, and the very heart of it, the Lord himself, so beautiful and glorious, and his majesty and the glorious splendor of his majesty. Amen.